Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Not one, but two interim study sessions held yesterday at the state capitol on the same subject, the agricultural sales tax exemption, and specifically how Senate Bill 422 is being implemented, with lawmakers trying to decide if the Oklahoma Tax Commission is playing ball with them or not on this issue. The first of the interim study sessions, spearheaded by Senator Roland Peterson from North Central Oklahoma. Then the second, Casey Murdoch, the senator from Felt, Oklahoma, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, holding court in that particular session. Both of them looking closely at what the Oklahoma Tax Commission did earlier this year in changing the process and getting an agricultural sales tax exemption card, how agriculture is still having some troubles in getting it as smoothly as they probably should be allowed to do. Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, one of those testifying on Monday, saying that at the end of the day, nothing totally solved.
I think that you know, there were pros and cons today to what we did. There really were, and I think that's reflective of the situation. I think that it was a very much a good thing that we're able to reinforce the problems that we've encountered with the tax commission. Some of the changes that they implemented on their own early this spring, we're able to focus on what they were and why we had to take things into our own hands and pass Senate Bill 422. And then it also gave us a chance to highlight the problems we've encountered with getting that new law implemented and how the system is just really still not working as smoothly as it should.
As to what Farm Bureau would like to see happened on this ag sales tax exemption conversation.
Any move that would simplify this process for ag producers would be considered progress, because what we had to intervene and do with the legislation was not a perfect fix, but it was our attempt to avoid a train wreck when the expiration of a third of those came due July 1st. And so I do think that simplifying this down to like I said, to one piece of paper that everybody understood, that would be progress.
That's particularly true for older farmers that are not particularly computer savvy. The tax commission demanding documentation be uploaded to establish the right to have an agricultural sales tax exemption card. Crop progress numbers out. Corn crop now 58% good to excellent. That's down 1 point from a week ago. Soybeans are up by 1 point from a week ago, 57% good to excellent. Grain sorghum crop 57% in good to excellent shape nationally, unchanged from a week ago. Cotton crop 64% good to excellent, up 3 points from a week ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Pollard Farms 24th Annual Female Production Sale coming up Saturday, September the 18th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring around 200 head to sell with proven donor dams, springbred heifers, and springbred cows with calves. For more information or to download the sale catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available online, or you can watch the auction at liveauctions.tv. Pollard Farms 24th Annual Production Sale, September 18th in Waucomas.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.